Quickly, I'm going to go through and bring you up our last message on our series, Knowing and Seeing the Lord. And this seeing we're talking about, it's not seeing with your natural eyes, it's seeing with your heart. When Jesus said, those that have ears to hear, ears to hear, let them hear. He was talking about the ears of our heart, not these physical ears. But this whole, the keynote scripture for this series is John 14:21. I'm going to read it to you in the Amplified because I don't think we have the Amplified here yet. It says, the person Jesus talking who has my commands, these are not suggestions, these are commands, and keeps them is the one who really loves me. And whoever really loves me, Jesus said, will be loved by my Father. A few more weeks here, we're going to be celebrating Father's Day. There's only one Father we're supposed to call Father. Now, you can call me Dad, but there's only one Father, and that's Father God. He is the greatest. And Jesus said, I too will love him, and I will show myself, reveal myself, make myself real to that person. I will let myself be clearly seen and reveal myself to him. That's a promise from the Lord, from the Master. That message, number 7, was talking about, the last message was talking about preparing your heart. Prepare your heart. Through the series, the Lord spoke to me and says, if we're going to see the visions that he specifically has for you and for me in my life, if we're going to see these visions manifested and come to life in this earth, we're going to have to know the Father like Jesus knew him. And he is a good Father. He's not one that's bringing destruction. He's not one that's bringing sickness and disease and calamity. That is another Father that Jesus said, that you're of the Father, the devil, if you think that's what's happening. The devil is the author of destruction. He's the father of lies. Jesus is the Father. Father God is life. Life and light. Amen. So this week, we're going to conclude in this series, number 8. This message is going to be talking about by faith. By faith, we will know, and by faith, we will see the Lord. By faith. And we're going to be in the book of Hebrews, so I'm going to get started because I'm going to try to take you through chapters 11 and chapters 12 quickly but effectively. We talked about Moses this morning. Chapter 11, Hebrews, verse 1. Now faith. Say now faith. Now faith. It's not tomorrow faith. It's faith is now. Yes. Now faith is the substance. It's something you can see manifest when you believe. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You're sitting in that pew right there. That's not hope. I don't have hope in that pew anymore. I didn't sit in that pew. I don't need hope in it anymore. It held me up. You hope for something you can't see yet. Once you see it, you don't need hope for that anymore. I seen Jesus give his life on that cross. I believe that. I received that. I got born again. I don't need hope for that anymore. I've got hope in that. Now I need to know more. Lord, what more do you have in store for me? But Paul said, you've got to hang on to that hope because the devil's going to try to tell you he's already came. He's already passed. He didn't rise from the grave. He's going to try to tell you all things. He said, all these things are happening on the earth. Where's your Jesus at? All this destruction is happening. Where's Jesus at? I don't have to go look for him out there. I don't have to come look for him right here. He's on the inside of me. Amen. The kingdom of God, Jesus said, is on the inside. So if you're going out there looking for Jesus, you're being deceived. Jesus never leaves you. He never forsakes you. Why? Because he's on the inside. If you're born again, he's your king. He's your master. He's your protector. He's your provider. That's what we call the name Jehovah. He's the all-sufficient one. And his son is Yeshua. That's Jesus. And he's alive. And by faith, we're going to see him. If you're born again, you've already saw him. But there's more to see, and there's more to know, and in by which we grow and mature. Amen? For by it, I don't know if we're going to make it to chapter 12. That's just verse 1. That's just the introduction. But there's going to be a conclusion today. And if the Lord tarries, there's going to be an introduction tomorrow. See, the sun's going to rise and the sun's going to set. Why? Because your science teacher told you that? Your biology teacher told you that? No, God said. Light be. Light is. Light will continue to be forever, because Jesus is the light of the world. Amen. He is the light of the world. Don't let the devil put your light out. Amen? For it, verse 2, by faith the elders obtained a good testimony. You want to have a good testimony? You got to have faith. How does faith come? By hearing. And hearing. Here we go. And hearing by the word of God. It doesn't come by hearing by the word of your opinion. Unless your opinion is rooted and grounded in the word of God, then I'll listen to your opinion. Everybody's got an opinion. Amen? But is it the right opinion? By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen, which were seen, were not made by things which do appear, which are visible. That ain't the way it happened. That's evolution. We're talking about a revolution. We're talking about a creator that created things that were, there was nothing there except the word. And when he said light be, that he didn't create the sun on the first day. It was the light. It was love. It was light. It was light. It was the life of God. Light be. Everything has light in it. Amen. It's living. Has light. Has life. That God created. And we know that by faith. Verse 4. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, his brother. Why? He did it by faith. By faith. And he was righteous. Through that faith, he obtained a witness that he was righteous. God testifying of his gifts. What has somebody said about your gift? Have they looked at you and said, you're not going to amount to anything? That's not God. That's the devil. That's not a righteous testimony. God sees your gifts. He put the gifts on the inside of you. Don't let other people tell you who you are and what you're going to do. Let God speak to you and show you who you are and show you who you can be. By faith, you got to see that. Verse 5, by faith Enoch, however you want to pronounce it, was taken away that he did not see death. See death by Enoch. He has not seen death, physical death, to this day. And was not found because God had taken him. If God's going to take you, that's how it goes. He doesn't kill you. He just takes you. Where does he take you? He can only take you one place. We were singing about to glory. To heaven, to glory. He couldn't be found because God had taken him. Why did he take him? Have you got an opinion? Well, don't listen to your opinion. What does the word say? Keep reading. Before he was taken, he had a testimony. He had a testimony that he pleased God. God loved the boy so much, he said, death's not going to have him right now, and took him. Now, but you say, well, Pastor, the Bible says all is appointed unto men all to die. Well, he's coming back. God's going to bring him back, and he's going to have to physically die, but not before he gives his testimony again. He's going to be a witness. Praise God. He's going to be a witness. That's what he's called us to be. And he's going to stand, and he's going to witness, and he's going to testify. I've been there. I'm back, and you better get right. Because fire is going to be coming. Him and Elijah. There's going to be two. Enoch and Elijah. Elijah left in a chariot of fire and a whirlwind. And he's coming back. Going to be two witnesses. I'm not going to be here. We're not going to be here. Because there's going to be major destruction going on the earth. That's not the message. But they're coming back. They've got to die. They will physically die. But not before they give their witness again. Of the gifts. They had gifts. You know what the gifts were? They believed God. And no matter what the kings did back in their days, they stuck to that testimony. By faith. By faith. Because he pleased God. Verse 6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe Not only two things you got to believe. That God is, even though you can't see him, he is. He is, because he said he is. He told Moses, go tell Pharaoh, I am that I am. That's the only message he had. Tell them that. Because they knew what he was talking about. They knew the language. I am that I am. That's all you need to know. If they don't believe you, I'll take care of it. Don't you worry about what they believe. You worry about what you believe. Don't worry about it. Believe it. Get that worry out of my vocabulary. We're not supposed to worry. Believe that God is, and if he is, he's a rewarder. Somebody help me finish the verse. He rewards unfaithfulness. No, he's there to reward those who diligently. I got two boys sitting on the front row that's played baseball. The coach diligently coached them. You just didn't play baseball because you knew how to play baseball. You had to be diligently wanting to play baseball to keep your position. That's called commitment. If you didn't commit, you got to sit. And I don't have to tell you where you got to sit. You got to sit on the, we don't call it a pew in baseball, you call it a bench. Amen? You don't want to get the bench. You don't want to get benched, right? By faith. By faith. Noah. Being divinely warned, God uses his gifts through the church. I thank God for Donald Moore, who was with us a few weeks back. He is an evangelist, operates in the office of the prophet. Evangelist is one that brings good news. Did you hear any bad news? But that doesn't mean the prophet is not there to warn you. Sometimes there can be some stern warnings, and it can come through the pastor too, the office of the pastor. I saw Jesus, not with my physical eyes, he's walking these pews this morning. He's walking these aisles. He never leaves, but I physically saw him. He's walking, and he's talking, and he's asking. He's using my voice this morning, amen, and he'll use yours. Do you have faith? How are you going to see and know me, Pastor? I'm going to see and know you by faith, Jesus, every day, by faith. Yes. Noah was divinely warned. God will warn you. He will show you things through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the office of the prophet ministering in the church, of things to come. He warned Noah of things that he had not yet seen. Never seen rain on the earth before. And what did Noah do? By faith, he moved. It says it right here. He was moved with something. He was moved with godly fear. There's a good fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but there's a good fear to fear God. That means to respect him. What has he said? If you respect what he says, you'll do it. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And they're not hard. It's just do this. Believe what I did for you and do likewise. Love your brother as yourself. Now that's hard in the physical if he ain't loving you. With godly fear, Noah moved. He prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Faith. Verse 8. By faith, say by faith. By faith. Anything you do to serve God, to please God, it's going to have to be done by faith. Yeah. And it's going to seem awkward to do it. He's going to ask you to do things in the Word that your flesh is going to want to rebel. Every day. Every day, every hour. But if you'll do it, Jesus will manifest and he'll empower you with that grace. See, grace doesn't come until you believe. Romans 10, 9 and 10 got me to here today. I was lost. I was a sinner. I was stealing from my family because I was taking it and living the life of a sinner. See, I'm going to be honest with you here. I was a sinner. My marriage was in trouble. My family was in trouble. I did a series called I Was Making It Through Trouble. I was able to make that series, preach it. But Jesus loved me. And I found him in my home, on my couch, in my tears, because the Holy Spirit was not condemning me. He was wooing me. He was convicting me. Robert, I love you. What you've done, my blood's been shed. I had seeds planted in my life. And I opened the Bible. I didn't know where to look. You can go to the front of the book and find some things. And the Lord helped me find Romans 10, 9, and 10. It says, if you'll believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Son of God and believe that He rose from the dead, you shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from the sin. Saved from the condemnation that life brings you. Not God's kind of life. The life you're born into. We're born into sin because of transgressions. But Jesus said, Father, forgive them. And when He said that, and the blood was shed, everybody, all people, have forgiveness. But you got to know by faith that happened. And you got to believe it by faith. And when you did, Jesus showed up. Now, He didn't physically show up in my home, but you know what? The people that had been witnessing to my wife, ministers of the gospel, came knocking to my door again and kept knocking and said, do you want to go to church? And you know what I said this time? Instead of putting a hole in the wall, because that's what I used to do if I got mad enough at my wife, I'd put a hole in the wall. I'm not going to church. Probably cussed a little bit like Peter. But this time I said, yeah. Because something changed on the inside. There's something on the inside working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. See, that's my testimony by faith. I didn't feel any different, but on the inside, something changed. The Holy Spirit, when I believed and confessed Jesus, I confessed Him to myself, but then I made a witness. I said yes to people that were asking me to go to church. See, that's an outward witness of an inward work. And you know what happened when I got to that service? I got blessed. I went down for a good dose of the Holy Ghost is what I'd say. God's power. I couldn't see it, but when it touched me, I felt it. I knew the power of God. I got set free by the power. And then on the inside, there was a call lit on my life to minister the gospel, Jack. Things changed that quick. It didn't change when I got to church. It changed when I believed by faith Jesus loved me greater than the sin that had a hold of me. For the sin that had a weight, had a hold of me, Jesus shed His blood for me. And I'm here today because of that testimony. By faith, I'm here. And by faith, I'll see the Lord every day. Not when He comes in the clouds of glory. He's coming again. But it's going to be too late then. That's when we're coming with Him. Because He's already come the first time. Go read 1 Peter, 1 and 2 Peter. He's coming again to fulfill the salvation. Spirit, soul, and body all together. That's going to be our next teaching on Wednesday night, spirit, soul, and body. See, once you get saved and get born again by Romans 10, 9, and 10, the inside man, you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. That's on the inside. That's your spirit, your mind, your will, everything you've learned up to then. That's not saved. You've got to work on that yourself. Any habits you had, you know, I keep seeing the boys playing baseball. When the coach sees they got some bad habits, you've been out of season, you've been playing softball with the girls, you got your swing all messed up. You got to change. You got to change. You got to get back in the spirit. Once you get born again, you get changed on the inside. The outside's got to go through some changing. Your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, they got to go to your spirit is what got saved. The inside, the soul, your body. If you didn't have a lot of hair when you got saved, you're not going to have a lot of hair when you get saved. But then you can find in the scripture that God numbered, He knows every one of those hairs and when you lost them. But I also know I'm going to get them back. Because the next part that's going to be saved is your body. See, when Jesus comes back or we go to meet Him in the air, we're going to get our new body, a glorified body. They can pass through walls, Reed. Walk through doors. Why? Because Jesus is the door. Once it's opened, He don't shut it. We're the only ones that can shut the door. I'm not going to make it to chapter 12, but I'm going to let you out before. I'm thinking this is the end of this series, but if it ain't, I'll change it. Amen? But to see and know Jesus, how are we going to do it? By faith. So you're going to know by faith before you walk out the door. Because it's by faith the elders obtained a good report. Looking for that city in the Old Testament, by faith Abraham, verse 8, obeyed, say obey. Parents say this all the time. Obey your parents. Kids, you heard this? As unto the Lord. You're not to obey your parents if they tell you to do something ungodly. Now, you can submit. You can say, Mama, I love you. That's submission. But I can't do what you're asking me to do because it's against what God says. I know I had a father that wasn't serving God. I don't have to listen to his commands if they're ungodly, but I do submit. That means I love you, Dad, but I can't do that. Amen? By faith, Abraham obeyed when was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. As an inheritance. God didn't just go to Reed, say, Reed, I'm going to bless you in the city, bless you in the field. I'm going to fill your pockets with gold and silver. I'm going to multiply your cows. Whoo, magic wand. Whoof, there it is. That ain't what God did. He said, no, Abraham, go out. Get out from your country. Get out from your kinfolk, your mom and your daddy. Why? Because they were worshiping Baal. All these idol worships they were doing back in the Old Testament. That's what his father. You got to get out from that. And you got to go to a place the Lord said that I'm going to show you. He didn't give him a lot of instructions. But Abraham, by faith, went out. It says, verse 8, not knowing where he was going. Wow, that's called the faith walk. I don't know where I'm going, but I'll know when I get there. How? By faith. I'll have a testimony when I get there. By faith. By faith, Abraham dwelt in the land of promise. He's dwelling in this land. That means he's living. He's taking a tent. Back then they had tents. You pitch a tent and you take it down, you pitch another tent. These guys in the military could probably tell you about pitching tents or putting up camp, taking down camp. He dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country. Wasn't looking like everything was happening. But there's something on the inside was happening because faith was working. See, faith is your anchor that holds you to the promises of God. If you don't hear the word of God, you're not going to have an anchor. You're going to be tossed. What did James say? You're going to be tossed to and fro. Up one day and down in the valley the next. God, where are you at? Up one day, it's called the yo-yo Christian. You ever heard of the yo-yo? You ever yo-yoed? Walk the dog, yo-yo. I haven't done in years, but once you throw it down there and it just sits there. Ain't that called hesitation? Walk the dog. Yo-yo Christians, they up one day and they down the next. Why? They're not in faith. They're not in faith. They're walking by the flesh, what they can see, taste, hear, smell, touch. That, my friend, is where the devil operates. That's called the flesh realm. Doesn't mean you're not saved. It means you're a carnal Christian. You're a baby Christian. You've got to take, you just got the milk, but you need to come back and come back. And as that baby grows, we've inherited some cats, kittens at the house. Kelsey's kittens, KK, Kelsey's kittens. They're her kittens, not daddy's kittens. They've been on the milk with mama for a while, but I started to see them eating out of the bowl last night. They want some of that meat. They're getting some of the meat now, Lewis. They've been on the milk, they've grown a little bit. And now when there's two of them and they're by the bowl and they're getting the meat, you can hear them ground one, hissing one another. Kelsey's got to keep them straight. See, they're getting on the meat now. They're growing. See, that's what happens when you diligently seek the Lord. As you start growing, you start prospering. This is where Abraham was going, by faith. Dwelling in tents with Isaac, his son, and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. We serve the same God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. His promises work for Abraham, and his promises will work for you. By faith. You got to take what I'm saying today by faith. You got to believe it by faith, and then you got to go out there and say, I believe what he said. I believe who he was talking about, and I'm going to just by faith, I'm going to do it. Just like Lewis said, next time you go to church Sunday morning, you know, don't wait till Sunday to give. Give as you're led by the Spirit of God. It don't have to be money, Jack. He knows that. It can be a word of encouragement to somebody. Give. Love your brother. Verse 10, Abraham, he waited. You got to wait by faith. He waited for a city which has foundations. If your city, any kind of build, if it don't have a foundation, it ain't much. It ain't going to be there long. He waited for a city which has foundations whose builder and maker is God. What is the foundation? It's the Word of God. What God said. He said, Abraham, go. Get out from your kindred. By faith, Sarah, his wife, herself also received strength. Say strength. To conceive seed. She was past childbearing age. But by faith, received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, 90 plus. Ain't going to talk about age. Because she judged him faithful who had promised. There's that word faithful again. She said, God, you're faithful. My body can't do this. But if you said it can, I guess the body, something's going to happen. Amen. And it did, by faith. It took some time. Therefore, from one man and him, talk about Abraham, he was good as dead. Was good as dead. Were born many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. We're getting to the conclusion here. Verse 13. All these, just these few faith people I've been talking about, these all died in faith, not having received the promises. I'm sorry, Tommy and Dallas, y'all sit on the front row, you get used as examples. And it's hard sometimes to be in the battle, to be in the fight, to be in the tournaments, but then not get the state. You know what I mean? To get that state championship. See, this is what these guys were in the promised land. They had the promises of God given to them. By faith, they were out there looking for them, searching for them, diligently looking for these promises that God offered to them. They all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them. See, they saw them. Not with these eyes, but with the eyes of their heart. Afar off. They were assured. See, baseball, it's not all. They had coaches. It's not about the game. It's about life. See, you might miss the state, but what have you learned in the process? What did you learn in the wilderness when you were out there every day, diligently seeking me, God says? What have you learned in the wilderness? That man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Every word that proceeds from the mouth of God is how you're going to survive in this life. It's how you're going to prosper. It's how you're going to grow. You might not see that promise manifest in your life, but your children will. If you don't, I'm saying there's promises you're going to receive from God, but let's say there's some you don't see. Does that mean God is not faithful? No, you might die in faith, because maybe you get old and satisfied. I'm not talking about sickness and disease. The Bible says He'll satisfy you with long life. I'm going to stay here till I'm satisfied. Or until Jesus comes by the rapture. But until then, we're to press on. Not looking behind, but looking ahead. Looking forward. Forward. You don't win the battle looking back. You win the war marching forward. Some of the men in front of you, some of the women in front of you are going to take shots and get knocked out. They're going to die in faith. But you're going to continue marching on. Marching on. And if your children join the military and you die in faith and the war hasn't been won, you keep marching on. Because you've seen the promises afar off. And you're faithful and you're diligent. And if you die in faith, great is your reward in heaven. See, you've lost nothing. There's a song the kids used to sing by Toby Mac. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Now that soul is not talking, that's talking about your spirit. That's talking about you're a lost man, a lost woman. It's going to profit you nothing. You're going to live forever in eternal damnation, separated from God. That's called hell. But Jesus defeated death, hell, and the grave so that you can walk free. He said, let my people go. Amen? Amen? Let my people go. It might be the end of the series, and it might not, but we're going to stop for today. Amen? How are we going to leave this place today? By faith. How are we going to come back next week? By faith. How are we going to inherit the promises of God? By faith. By faith. How are we going to see and know the Lord? By faith. And it has to come from a heart that's been prepared. Prepared to seek the Lord. That's how you attain those promises. Every day, continually seeking Him. Hold fast the profession of your faith. You got to hold fast to it, because the devil is trying to come and pollute it, destroy it, and turn it into fear. Problems are going to come. Trouble is going to come. But Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Trouble can come, but don't be troubled by it, Jack. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. We're the same. Jesus said, me and my Father, we're the same. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. If He said you can do it, you can make it, you're a champion. Amen.